From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's foreign minister says officials from the foreign ministry and military are going to Russia Wednesday to discuss potential solutions to the conflict in Syria. The announcement comes a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin said he would work toward restoring full relations with Turkey, but cautioned that rebuilding trade ties will be time-consuming. Bilateral relations were strained after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane last November along the border with Syria. The United Nations is warning millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo face critical circumstances because of the fighting and lack of humanitarian aid. Hear now from a spokesperson with the UN Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Our concern today is really for the entire city, east or west, and the suburbs of Aleppo, where we have up to 2 million people who may be cut off from water and electricity. It's critical. As we heard, temperatures are very high, and with such a density of people, the health risks are enormous.
UN agencies have repeatedly called for weekly 48-hour humanitarian pauses to provide desperately needed aid to Aleppo's residents and evacuate them, but these have not materialized. Sudanese rebels groups said on Tuesday they signed an African Union brokered roadmap to reach a ceasefire and separate long-running conflicts, including Darfur. The accord is aimed at reaching a permanent ceasefire, a national dialogue, and immediate humanitarian assistance. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is once again at the center of controversy after telling a rally in North Carolina Tuesday Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton would